Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hello, sisters and brothers of Christ, once again, it's almost Christmas Day. The air is filled with excitement, more excitement than COVID can handle. Have you sent your letter to Santa yet, telling him what you want for Christmas? I suppose you could write a letter to me if you don't do that. I've played Santa a number of times. If you know me, you might say, "You, Santa? You're kidding, you're skinny." Yes, I played Santa using a big pillow. That was really fun for me as well as the children who went back to me to tell me what they wanted for Christmas. One time that I was playing Santa, a thread somehow got from my outfit and dropped on the floor in front of me. And one of the children noticed it and started talking about it. Boy, was he excited. The child kept saying, "This has magical powers. It'll bring me whatever I want for Christmas." I'm sure it did. The present I give myself every Christmas is watching It's a Wonderful Life. I've done this for about 30 years. Now I have Nancy watching it with me. I have a colorized version which makes it even more amazing. It's a wonderful film. And there's lots of similarities with me as in the movie. And the most significant similarity that I hold close is, you know what the angel's name was? His name was Clarence. That was my father's name. So I'll always think of that as a present to me. I was with you at the end of November for the first Sunday of Advent. Since then, if you're like most people I know, you've been pulling your hair out, trying to figure out what to get somebody that's close to you in the last minute. Somebody like your Aunt Mabel and your cousin Jack. Almost a month has passed, and you probably still haven't figured out what to do to get them. If you're like most people, you've done most of your shopping on the internet without having to go to the store where you're at risk of the COVID that's all around us. So while you're watching this, maybe you could think of something you want for Christmas. And better yet, let me ask you, what is the one thing you want for Christmas to receive? If you tell somebody now what you want, you run the risk of it receiving in a hastily manner because it's only 5 days to Christmas. But I should have asked you before I did anything else if you're naughty or nice. Today is considered on short notice for Christmas buying and gifts. So do you think you have something in mind to give your friends or your relatives on short notice? If you're in this situation, it might be better not to ask for it because you'll probably get something re-gifted. That brings us to this Christmas story of Jesus' birth that we hear from our gospel today, from Luke chapter 1. That gospel starts with the story of the Annunciation of the birth of Christ, where Mary is told by an angel, much to her surprise, that she has conceived the Son to be born, and the baby happens to be the Son of God. If you've ever carried a child, how could you feel if you were told the same thing, that you're going to you give birth to the Son of God? The best thing now is now that most parents just find out the sex of the babies. But if you find out you're giving birth to the Son of God, wow. So both Elizabeth and Mary carry a child that was given to them by the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth was very old when she found out she was carrying a child. When I hear the story of Mary carrying Jesus, I think of Joseph and how he feels with him being an outsider and having nothing to do with the conception of Mary's child. Making the event even more up to date, Joseph must think he's getting coal in his stocking for Christmas. In those days, if a woman is to be married to a man and becomes pregnant, they usually part ways. They don't marry, usually. And that's one thing Joseph was thinking about, that they would just part ways. But then the angel came to Joseph in a dream, and he told Joseph, don't be afraid. Mary has conceived the baby through the Holy Spirit. So he's continuing with the marriage plans. After traveling a long distance using the star to help guide them, the wise men find Mary and Joseph in a place where most people would not stay. They're staying in a stable where animals live, since they couldn't really find a place to stay. I read last week that according to astronomers, part of the Christmas story might be happening again. As it turns out, the Christmas star might be in the sky tomorrow night. Tomorrow night in the event will be when two planets come close together, Jupiter and Saturn. And they'll become bright like the star did. And that, they're thinking that might just guide the wise men. The solar football Christmas star will be in the western sky tomorrow night if you want to try to find it. Some people need events like this to help them believe things. But maybe you can believe things without certain events happening to support it. The birth story of Jesus is the beginning of events to fulfill the prophet's writings. But let me come back to my question that I asked you before. What do you want for Christmas? The Gospel from Luke tells us that Jesus is something we will receive, but it's more than that. Other than the birth of Jesus being important for everyone who believes, there is another gift that we're giving without us asking for it. And it doesn't come from Santa. Yes, you see, you don't have to ask for it if you believe in God. Part of the good news from the angel to Mary tells her, for nothing will be impossible with God. For nothing will be impossible with God. In Matthew and Mark, it tells us several times that for God, all things are possible. Saying it another way, this statement can be defined four times in the Gospels to remind us of the glory of God. So this is the gift from God to all of us, all the believers everywhere. With God, all things are possible, even Mary conceiving the Son of God. Even with the event, the so-called Christmas star in the West, we are still told that with God, all things are possible. For this verse should be included every time we hear or read the Christmas story. We put all of our faith into God, for God can do things for us that we can't ask for. Like the Christmas star, which guided and led the wise men, God guides us and leads us in our lives. We don't have to read the Christmas story for God to give us everything we need to live on, because with God, all things are possible. So I hope all of you have a blessed Christmas and you get everything you want from God, that is. For all things are possible with God in our lives. It is truly a wonderful life with God at the center. May you have blessings eternally on Christmas. Amen.